Hey there, friend. Welcome back to the show. This is Allison Nitsch. I am so glad you are here. Before we get started, I've been wondering if maybe you might be interested in having some quick tips, podcasting tips, if that would be something you would be interested in. I mean, this show is designed to give you podcasting advice, but I'm talking about like tangible technical tips, like how to batch episodes, what tech to use, what host do you use, things that because let me just tell you, I fell off my batching schedule because I was sick with COVID a few weeks ago and it lasted a few weeks. And I have been recording the week of and it's throwing me off. And so it just got me wondering, like teaching tips like that, like how you can batch, or maybe if I just turn them into like quick tip Friday episodes, like I'm talking less than 5 minutes. And I'll leave my normal Wednesday episodes exactly the way they are. But would that be something that would interest any of you? I would just love to know. It's sort of what I talked about, I guess, on my previous podcast. And I have all those episodes, so I could either repurpose them or I could re-record them. And I would just love to know if anyone out there, whoever is listening, wants to have those quick tips. So it wouldn't be my normal content. It would just be like a little extra mini episode. I'm just curious. So send me a DM if that interests you. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep on going. But today's episode, I want to talk to you kind of going off of my last episode. If you didn't listen to that, it's completely fine. You can always go back and listen to it. I was more asking like what you need as far as podcasting. But especially if you've been, for those of you that have been podcasting for a little while, and you are starting to wonder, is this even working for me? Is my podcast working? Should I keep doing it? I've been having a lot of conversations, as I talked about last week, lately with women who either have podcasts, they're thinking about launching a podcast. And two main questions came up. I talked about this a little bit last week as well, but those two questions were, how do I start a podcast? What do I use? And this is where those quick tip episodes I think might help. And the other question I got a lot of was, what the heck am I supposed to talk about every week? And listen, those are valid questions. I promise you, those are like major questions. But what I want to gently nudge you towards is something a little bit deeper than that. Because behind those two questions is probably the real question you really need to be asking yourself. And that is, what do you actually want your podcast to do for you? In your business, what do you want it to do? Whether you've started one or not, ask yourself that question. Why do you want to start a podcast? What do you want it to do for you? And I'm not talking about like, what do you want to talk about? But like, what do you want your podcast to actually do? Because until you've answered that question, it's really easy to just fill your calendar up with episodes that talk, that actually just talk. And there's not really a clear direction as to where the podcast is taking your business and what you want these listeners to do and to get out of your podcast. And this is a lot of why podcasters stall. And so if you've been here, if you've had your podcast for a little bit, and even if you haven't, this is still good to know. You obviously are not the only one who has done this. I've done this. Clients have done this of mine. But here's what usually happens. You get so excited. You have finally decided to launch this podcast and you're excited. You've got, you know, your launch episodes, maybe even a few scheduled out or, you know, ideas. You're feeling so good. People are congratulating you on your new show. They even go listen to the first few episodes. But then once you get into it a little bit, life happens. You get busy. You go from this high of having these downloads that are much higher because you just launched, you know, 3 to 4 episodes all at once. And you start to wonder if your show is actually helping you or just adding more to your to-do list, which is what we do not want it to do, right? And before you know it, you're either not recording, you're ghosting your listeners, you're questioning this whole thing, should I have even started this? Or you're just kind of going through the motions and nothing's really happening. Does any of this sound familiar? Here's what's happening though when it comes to that drop of momentum or downloads or whatever it is after you launch your podcast. In the beginning, you are so excited. You've now decided this is what you're doing. Reality hits and you have to keep going and you get a little bit discouraged in the beginning because these downloads may, one or two things. Either they're just going to keep going and have this great momentum and get higher and higher, or they might even dip a little bit, which is totally normal, by the way. I try to let all of my clients who I launch the podcast for know that sometimes we get what I call these nosy Nellies who just want to know what your podcast is all about and want to come and see, and they're maybe not even your ideal clients. So, I mean, do you really care if they don't listen? No, they're never going to buy from you. But you're going to have these ideal clients and they're going to keep listening. And that's who you want to focus on. Those other nosy Nellies, we don't need them. Remember why you start your podcast. My guess is because 90% of my clients is to gain visibility, gain clients, and make money through your offers. And you're doing that through your podcast. And that is exactly what I want for you. Here is where the issue lies when it comes to a lot of people not following through, or they get stuck, or they even stop. You have to have a clear goal. And I'm talking clear goal. Most people start a podcast with very vague intentions. They either say, I just want to help people. I have this message and I want to share it. I want to get it out to more people. I want to show up consistently. I want to make marketing easier, which is exactly what a podcast can do. And again, all of these are beautiful reasons to start a podcast, but those reasons alone will not create momentum for your podcast. The podcasts that actually move the needle forward in your business are the ones that have a very clear goal in mind. And I'm going to get into some of these. And so let me ask you, do you want your podcast to help you get clients? Do you want clients to find you and listen to you and decide through your podcast that they want to work with you? My guess is you do. Do you want your podcast to build trust with people who are already in your world? Maybe they're following you on social media. Maybe they're on your email list already, but they just need a little bit more from you. How would that make you feel if your podcast did that for you? And then the third one is, do you want to become more visible or as an authority in your niche or a thought leader, which in turn helps build more trust, which in turn helps these people want to work with you? Do you see how this all goes together? Whatever your answer is to any of those questions, the clarity that comes from those is what is going to build the direction of your podcast. It's going to tell you what kind of episodes to create. There's no more of this trying to figure out, what am I going to talk about? Well, you're going to talk about whatever it takes to get them to the next level to want to work with you. And it'll help you structure these episodes and figure out what kind of calls to actions that you will need. I want to help take you from, let's just talk about anything, to the strategic content that will move the needle in your business. I do not want you to start over or need to think that you have to completely overhaul your show or start a new show. Do not do that. But when you are starting to create episodes from here on forward that are aligned with your actual goals, so you need to figure out what those are, I promise you everything will click. It'll make content easier and you will know what to talk about. You will stop staring at that Google Doc wondering what to say. You're going to stop questioning whether it's all worth it, because it will be worth it. Is it going to happen overnight? No, you have to give it time. And you need the strategies in place to get that working for you, which I can help you do. And we start creating, or you start creating, these episodes that are going to support your business and get clients wanting to work with you. So instead of asking, what should I talk about this week? I want you to ask yourself this question. What is the one thing that you want your listener to know, believe, or do that is going to move them one step closer to working with you? Let me ask that again. Write it down if you have to. What is the one thing that you want your listener to know? What do you want them to believe? Or what do you want them to do that is going to make them move one step closer to working with you? Whether it is to download a freebie, whether it is to send you a DM, whether it is to apply to work with you, whether it is to visit the sales page, whatever it is. I mean, your ultimate goal is to want them to work with you. It's going to take time, but you have to think of each episode as getting them closer to working with you. And that can change everything. I want to keep this episode short, but I want to give you a quick heads up that I have some things in the works to support you with all of this, ways to help you get clearer on what your podcast should be doing for your business, how it can be working to get you more clients, and how we can realign your content if it's feeling off, if you've been podcasting a little while and you're like, this just doesn't seem to be working. What did I do? I don't want you to feel like you are doing it the wrong way. I want you to know that I can help you. And I have been where you are. And I will keep you posted on when these things are ready for you. I just wanted to get that out there that I do have things coming other than just production. If you want production help, if you're like, I really want what you're offering and helping me do this, but I also just want you to edit and do it for me, I can do that as well. But I'm going to be kind of changing up my offers a little bit to support more of the, let's help this podcast make you make money. And I'm not talking sponsorships, ads, those things. I mean, not ads. You can have your own. When I say ads, I mean like outside sources. What I'm talking about are sponsors. Like I want you to do your ads to your products and services. And we'll get into that as I keep going with this podcast. But keep coming back. I will keep you posted here on the podcast when those things are ready on Instagram. But if today's episode hits home, if you're like, I need help with this, make sure you're following the show so you don't miss what's coming next. I have some very exciting things coming ahead and I don't want you to miss it. If you have not started a podcast yet, I also have some things for you too, especially if you are not in the position to be able to afford my full podcast launch. I understand. So here's what I want to leave you with though. Lots of downloads are not going to grow your business. They're not. You could have 200,000 downloads an episode and not have a single person buy from you. What is that doing? Nothing. But you could have 10 people listening and 5 people buy from you. And maybe you just need 5 clients a month and there you go. Yes, we all love to see the numbers. We do. But I'm going to be completely honest with you. I have my downloads turned off on the podcast that I listen to. I do not want the episodes I listen to on my phone downloaded to my phone. It takes up storage. So when people see me listening to their podcast, I'm not going to show up in their back end as a download. I'm going to show up as a listen. So there's very different ways of knowing people are listening to your show. So I don't want you to put downloads as the only thing that there is to see that your show is growing. What I want you to base it on is how many people are coming into your world and wanting to work with you. That's what we want. So I'm going to leave you with this question. Just need you to pause for a second. And I want you to think, is my podcast doing what I hoped it would? If your answer is no, keep coming back because I want to be able to help you. If your answer is yes, fantastic. Keep doing what's working. And if you haven't started one yet and you're just trying to get on the right path, keep listening. I will help you get there. Okay. If you said no to that question, it might just be time for a reset. And I do not want you to quit because too many people quit when all they need are just a few little tweaks and some different direction. And I promise it makes it much better. So I'm right here with you. I want to help you do all that. Thank you so much for being here. And please keep coming back because I am so excited to see where I can help you go with your podcast. All right, guys, I will see you next week.